All right, welcome back to another episode of the Extreme Lifestyle Living Podcast. Now, today I wanted to make a very short and sweet, impactful episode. And actually, before I even jump into it, this episode is releasing on Emma's birthday. Shout out Emma, everyone say happy birthday. We're actually spending the entire day with herself, family, and yeah, it's going to be a good time. But what I wanted to talk about today was like summer shred expectations. You know, I have a goal right now with my clients, and that is to do a minimum of 10K step goal. And we always have a water goal going on, but that's not actually necessarily a challenge, more so a expectation amongst the crowd. But I just want to talk about summer shred expectations because there's a huge like stigma around like, you know, people wanting to get in shape, not only for like New Year's resolutions, but like also for like summertime and like looking good and having confidence to take off their shirts and like feel good in their bathing suits and all these different things. And alongside that, on like not to make it a side tangent right quick as well alongside it, but like it's like when it comes to like summer wanting to look good, it just comes down to like lower body fat and shredding fat in general, you know? Like there's so many stigmas of it being something that we don't have access to or something that we're not doing. And it's always something we're not doing, but it's like we always think it's something that's like tangible, transactional, that's just gonna like give us this immediate success. And it's nothing to do with that. It's 90% of it is lifestyle. You know, obviously to a certain degree of shredding fat and building muscle, you need to have a lot of fucking discipline with like your calories and like your output and your workouts and your cardio. But the biggest thing is like the bigger picture and where you have so much attention to details that accumulate over time. So when I talk about summer shred expectations, I'm going to break it down into a handful of like literally non-negotiables that I have amongst my clients and amongst my life. And I'm really trying to hammer them home just around everyone that's around me, because it's like, you know, I am in really good shape all year round and I take a lot of pride on that. And for the longest time, I used to just think I was arrogant for like holding my chin high just with confidence with how I looked and how I held myself. But really, I'm healthy as fuck. I take care of myself. I barely get sick. I take things for my immune health, like all these different things. And it's like, you know, I just feel like, you know, when I got to a certain age where I realized my path wasn't too bright, so I wanted to make it bright. I even joked with one of my clients I was on a call with the other day that I will not say I'm going to live less than 100 years old because I just want to be here as long as I can, as healthy as I can. And honestly, like everything that comes down to like, you know, summer shred expectations, having a low body fat, being a more lean build, comes down to what I'm about to say about my lifestyle expectations that just keep a holistic lifestyle. And it's not about having like, you know, six and eight pack of abs all year round, but it's about being feeling confident and at least knowing where you're at amongst the masses, right? In terms of your goals. So the first one automatically when it comes to shredding fat and being like healthy and all these different things, especially when it comes to dialing in your diet for summer, is your water goal. You gotta have your water goal absolutely up there, because if your body's not hydrated, you're just straight up not gonna be in a good position to do anything. And it's crazy because I've talked about it before. I don't need to go on this rant about it right now, but about like, you know, when your body's dehydrated, it can't function. It can't do anything. Like literally me right now, when being in prep, I can tell like I get way more cognitive messed up function and like mental fog when I'm dehydrated than being on low calories right now. And it's crazy because if I can focus on hydration and make sure that I'm always like drinking and sipping water, not just drinking water, but hydrated, you know, making sure I have my electrolytes and things of that nature, like my body just stays in a functioning state that's so much more optimal. And you got to understand it. It's one of those things that like if you can go not just a couple of days, but like a couple of weeks, a couple of months, like let's say a year with never being dehydrated, like, man, you got to understand what that's going to do for your body. Like we're literally made up of more water. And I don't want to go on a tangent. I said I'm not going to, but water, get your fucking water goals in. Minimum, I say right now for everyone, minimum 3 liters. Get that extra step in, because that leads me to my second point, which is, you know, your step goal, your movement goal outside of the gym. You need to have more things you're doing outside of the gym. Not to sound rude, not to sound blunt, but you know, like a lot of my clients, you know, some of you guys do 3 to 4 times a week. And I usually say like a healthy is 4, but you know, if you're going less than 4, like you're really not going to see success when it comes to like significant improvement. And keyword, significant, you know, you got to be doing a lot of output. That's why I'm saying step goal and movement goal outside of the gym, because it's your output, your total output. You know, me being a prep right now, all it is balancing two sides of the coin. One is intake. So how much am I eating? And then output, how much am I outputting? My workouts, my cardio, things like that, to make sure I'm balancing, building muscle while also leaning out. Like, we're not really building muscle right now, but like leaning out without losing any of my muscle. You know what I mean? So I think the biggest thing with the step goal and movement goal outside of the gym is, like, you know, a few tips is, one, make sure you're doing 5 to 10 minutes of cardio before you do your workouts. That's going to add up. You do 4 or 5 days in the gym, 6 days in the gym, that's an hour of cardio a week. You know what I mean? Add 10, 15, 20 minutes if you can post-workout. You know, that'll add up over the course of the week. Go for a walk at least midday. I always say that. That's a whole different conversation. Shout out Lisa. We just started talking about that a lot recently. But like that midday walk, that's 2 to 3 minutes that just gets you outside. But like obviously like not 2 to 3 minutes. So try to go 15, 20 minutes if you can. But like before you go to bed, 15, 20 minutes, like try to start building up these steps and these patterns where you just have a healthy lifestyle. You know, it doesn't always have to be related to just summer shredding and getting in shape for summer. But, you know, having a lot of movement is going to like put your body in a state when you're hydrated to not only shred that fat, but be in a state to like move all the like excess weight around and things and see success. You know, the third thing is like, you know, nutrition standards. You know what I mean? Having a non-negotiable relationship with yourself to like, you know, limit your LC intake and limit your outings, knowing that they're a waste of your time at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, we want to look good and feel good for summertime and our lifestyle. You know, I'm not saying say no to every single barbecue and every single like function, every single like wing night and things like that. You know, patio season's coming. It's going to feel great. But it's like, have a standard with your nutrition where you have whole foods for a minimum of 3 to 4 meals every single day. So breakfast, don't miss breakfast. You know, have a good high protein whole food breakfast. Mine every day is always oats with protein and peanut butter. If I'm not in prep, I always have some fruit, some honey and things like that. You know, and then I always have two other whole meals, whether it's like poultry and then like beef, you know what I mean, with potatoes and rice, things like that. And before I go to bed, I have Greek yogurt or like more egg whites, things like that. Like, and I have this standard, and it's like, you got to understand it accumulates over time. But in order to get not only in shape for summer, but having that healthy lifestyle, is having that nutrition standard where you have the whole foods for 3 or 4 meals every single day. You know what I mean? And then like, to be honest, like, that's the only way that, again, going into the last point, how you're going to gain that muscle and have that lean body for the summer, and not only for the summer, but your entire life, right? Is to be able to reiterate the entire list to you is water goal. Make sure your body is hydrated. Make sure your body is in a state to be functioning and staying operational and never being like burnt out from your own fucking ill will by not paying attention to the standards, you know? And then the second thing is step goal and your movement goal outside of the gym, making sure you're not just going to the gym, lifting weights or doing your performance goals and going home and sitting down, like making sure you're actively moving your body. Cause not only does that help you shred body fat, but it's active recovery. It's just good for your body. And it's just like, it's good habits to have in your lifestyle. So you're not just sitting around, like going through Instagram, watching Netflix or wasting your time, things like that, you know? Third thing, nutrition standards, like I just said, is like, you know, having those whole foods, 3 to 4 whole food meals a day, just making sure you're getting good nutrient-dense foods into you. Like, I can't stress it enough. And then you have put yourself into a state, like I said, to reiterate them all, to build that muscle, have that muscle mass you're looking for in that lean body leading into the summer. But like I said, in my opinion, these aren't even like non-negotiables for just for summer shredding and getting in alignment with feeling good for the summer in terms of taking your shirt off and going to the beach and things like that. But I just think it's like, you know, it should be a priority in your life regardless to have these as your standards. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Like, I'm not saying like, you know, 20K steps a day and, you know, go to the gym 7 days a week and all these things. Like, you know, it's just about like, you know, there's a whole different conversation about understanding seasons of going to the gym more often than not. But it's like, you know, I think the water goal, at the end of the day, staying hydrated, it's a non-negotiable for your life. Like, you know what I mean, brother? Regardless of what you're doing in your life. Same thing with your step goal. Like, it's good to be having these habits in your lifestyle, to be going for a walk after your breakfast or after dinner, before you go to bed, these things like that. Doing 10 minutes after the gym, after your workout, to kind of cool down and things like this. Like, it's good, especially if you're sedentary, understanding you don't move, things like this. It's just healthy lifestyle. It has nothing else to do with anything else. And then, you know, nutrition standards, you're just understanding like a self-love, self-component, and giving yourself self-compassion and fueling yourself, not just for the gym and what you're doing in there to build muscle and have all these goals, but to function, to be your absolute best all times, everywhere you go, to show up for your partner, show up for your friends, to show up for work, show up for your goals, show up for above all else, yourself, your absolute best, you know what I mean? To fuel yourself, you know, just why would you not do that? And then, you know, the rest of the stuff that I said about like the lean body, gaining that muscle mass, all these different things, limiting your LC intake and outings, like all of that's a whole other side tangent in terms of your own boundaries and things like that. You know, but like I said, at the end of the day, I think these are, in my opinion, are life non-negotiables regardless of summer coming up. But, you know, That's it. That's all that I have for this episode. I appreciate you guys all. Like I said, shout out Emma. It's her birthday. Let's go. And, you know, I appreciate you guys all for tuning in. I also, one thing I have been asking people to do lately, if you could and you got time, is to leave a review. I'm trying to get more reviews on here because I'm really trying to, you know, I got some big things coming up, but I can't talk about it yet, but things are in motion and I'm really close to announcing some stuff. And cross your fingers if you give a fuck, because things could be moving quick. And if they move quick like I want them to, oh, it's going to be a huge blessing. And that's a thank you to every single one of you guys. But other than that, I appreciate you guys all. These are life and non-negotiables, not just summertime. But if you want your summer to come in the best, this is how you do it. Let's go. Email girl, I rock it out. Okay, I see I'm popping out.